So we appreciate being here this evening. Like I said, we desire in his prayers that we'll do that the Lord bid us to do, and there's a lot of things that goes on in each and one of our lives that Randy's often said, you really don't know what's going on in the one even sitting right next to you a lot of times. But regardless of how that it feels, I'm glad we got a place that we can come to. And I've often said it, I said, because where else can you go that you can just sit down just for a little while? And if you're able to put off the things of your mind, it gives you such peace, even if you don't feel like no jumping around and going on, but it just gets you away from it. And I appreciate the times that the Lord is able to get me there. Now, when I say he's able to get me there, he's well able to get me there, but I got to be a willing participant to receive that he sends me to get to that place. And I guess that's kind of what we want to go on this evening. Y'all don't know what a million things crosses my mind. The how-tos and what is it going to take? If is it going to be receptive? There's just a whole lot of things that goes on in your mind. But we'll just do what we can here. But we're going to read. This is going to be a little bit more than what I normally do too, I guess. But chapter 5 of Joshua is what we're going to read. I feel like that's the closest thing to our hearts. And I ain't going to say that I ain't had a thought, but a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, thoughts disappear when you get here. Because we would like to try to have things figured out a lot of times, but it just don't work out that way. And most time, the way I figure it out is if I can't remember it, it usually better off anyway. But chapter 5 of Joshua reads this. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee a sharp knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. unto whom the Lord sware that he would not shew them the land, which the Lord has sware unto their fathers, that he would give us a land flowing with milk and honey. And the children whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised. For they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. It came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal until this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna any more. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. It came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and did worship, and said unto him, what saith the Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes for off thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. We was thinking of this time that they had came. We read, or could have read beforehand, and it talks about where the Lord came to Joshua, and he told him that Moses, my servant, is dead. But he also reassured him. He said, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Now, as standing there is what Joshua would be standing, the Lord speaking to me, I could say I seen that he was with Moses, and I seen how he entreated Moses, and how he even had confidence in Moses. But I'm not tested yet in that area. Joshua had not faced a battle that he was directly responsible for at this time. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to have to go to battle. But the problem was this. There was no covenant that was with the children of Israel that was there. Now, we know back even at the beginning of Abraham, whenever God told him, he said, let this be a covenant between us. And the circumcision is going to be the sign. In other words, it's just like me and you stand here shaking our hands. My word is my bond. But you're going to do this for a physical look so that the people around you will know that you're my people. And that I will be with you and you'll be my people. These children of Israel now hadn't come to that place yet. But they're fixing to go to battle. So before God can really go to battle with his people, he's going to have to come to a covenant with his people. So he tells him, he says, now what we're going to have to do to get this right is you're going to have to circumcise these men so that the covenant is back in force with us. Because God ain't going to go to battle just with anybody. He's going to go with His people. Now, the Bible says that He's circumcised all the men. The Bible says they went back to their place of abode until they was whole. Well, now, here we go. We're going to go to battle the first time. So they go, and they do what they do. The walls fall. But there again, somebody broke the covenant. Just that quick. You know, when Moses was up on the mountain and God was writing out the tablets and he was writing the Ten Commandments, before he even got back off there, they done already broke the first one. That's just how quick sometimes that we forget just how important that the covenant is that we agreed to. Whenever he came, he said, it was an agreement between me and him. And I don't know about you, but I have said this. I don't say it like I used to did, but Lord, if you will, I'll do whatever you asked. Maybe I'm the only one that's ever said that. I don't know. But the Bible says this, that when you make a vow unto God, that we pay the vow. We stick with it. Now here's Joshua. He's walking down through there and he says he come up to a fella. Now this is where we are a lot of times. Joshua asked him, said, are you for us or are you for our enemy? And he said, basically, I'm just going to paraphrase it. I ain't for neither one of you. Okay? Now, don't get me wrong when I say this. We want to act like that God's on our side. But you know what? We don't got a side. God's got a side, and Satan's got a side. Now, if we're doing what he's wanting us to do, we're on his side, then he's for us. But I ain't got a side. I've just got to decide what side to be on. So real quick, like when he said, I ain't on neither one of you, but I come in the name of the Lord of the host. He called on real quick. I know what side I want to be on. He said, I want, he told him, take off your shoes. But you know, the day and time, the circumcision then, like we said, was a physical, outward appearance for the covenant. And that part got taken away the day that Pentecost came, as far as for the covenant goes. Because now, they said it's the circumcision of the heart. And you know, back then, even that they circumcised people that really wasn't even Israelites. Some people just wanted to be part of them. In other words, just go along for the ride. We still got people these days that is uncircumcised, but they still going along with the ride. And I'm going to tell you this. You cannot ride the coattail of the church into heaven. It takes a true born again and circumcision of the heart to get to the covenant that God has got now for us. But everybody likes to get in when the church is happy and it's joyful and there's things going on, things is happening. But I'm going to tell you what. The uncircumcised will find it hard to stay when the church starts knuckling down and having to keep their nose to the grindstone. Because it takes a circumcision to hang on. But at this time, they said they had spent 40 years in the desert or in the wilderness. And they didn't uphold the circumcision. But there came a time because he said, now the reproach of Egypt has been removed. That's what happened when I was 11 years old. When I took the circumcision of the heart, he removed the reproach and the wrath that he had for my soul. Now, don't get me wrong. I've disappointed him. And I've made him angry. But the wrath that separated me ain't there no more. You might say, but you just said, yes. The circumcision, I'm going to say this, and I don't mean to sound awful when I say it. When the circumcision is made, it's permanent. It's permanent. And that's what happens in your heart when it gets circumcised. It's permanent. But we come into an agreement in the covenant with God. For He says, you're my people. And we say, He's our God. But sometimes we actually forget in a moment of time of things that's coming on and happening. We get caught up in life. We get caught up just like Achan did. He's seen something other. Well, it was all new to him. I'm just going to tell you. But God don't go back on His word when He tells them, don't touch of the cursed and stuff. He didn't say, I know you didn't understand it. Because once we make that covenant, we make that vow, we are subject to fulfill what we tell Him. Because of the circumcision that He's placed in us. And I know that people, just like the Bible reads on over in the New Testament, where Peter and them started still kind of preaching on it, talking about it. But then Paul stepped in. He said, but these boys don't have no urgency. They don't have no thoughts. They don't have no desire to have that physical circumcision, because it's no benefit as far as it goes for the covenant anymore. It takes the circumcision of the heart. Now, I'll say this. Let's be a better help to our ones that's growing up, and I'm being judgmental here, than what the children of Israel was to theirs, of trying to understand the importance of the circumcision of heart. Now, I wasn't back then, and I can't tell you how I would have acted. I'm just now, and that's all I know, Steve. But we need to get it through to our people, to people around us, the importance of the circumcision of the heart. Because it takes something to be cut away. We have to have things cut away for the salvation to come. But it all started right there whenever He said, are you for me or are you for our enemy? I'm just going to tell you this. You ain't got a side. You just got a choice to what side to choose. And as long as we're choosing His and we're abiding in our circumcision, He'll fight for us. I appreciate being here tonight. Anybody got anything that they'd like to say, do, or...